Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to address angle in Parliament in Luanda today. Air travel chaos continues in US as airlines cancelled more than 1,700 flights amid ongoing government shutdown. Egypt and Qatar reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening ceasefire in Gaza Strip. 30th UN Climate Change Conference, COP30, to begin today in Belém, Brazil. India's Anish Bhanwala bagged silver medal at ISSF World Shooting Championships in Cairo, Egypt. And Indian Grandmaster Karthik Venkatraman enters 4th round of FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 in Goa. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to address the Angolan parliamentarians at the National Assembly in Luanda today. The president had said that as the world's largest democracy, India hopes to enhance parliamentary cooperation with Angola. She had stressed upon the need for the democratic institutions to learn from each other's experience through mutual exchanges.
राष्ट्रपति लोरेंसो के साथ मेरी विस्तृत वार्ता के दौरान हमें द्विपक्षीय संबंधों के सभी पहलुओं पर चर्चा करने और क्षेत्रीय सहयोग को और मजबूत करने का अवसर प्राप्त हुआ। हमारी आर्थिक साझेदारी एक जीवंत एनर्जी पार्टनरशिप पर आधारित है। हमने नई क्षेत्रों में व्यापार और निवेश संबंधों को और विविध बनाने पर सहमति व्यक्त की, जिसमें टेक्नोलॉजी, कृषि, स्वास्थ्य, रक्षा, इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज शामिल है।
President Murmu will also interact with the members of Indian community in Angola. President Murmu had yesterday held wide-ranging discussions with Angolan President João Lourenço. A report.
The two leaders agreed to work together to deepen bilateral cooperation. They identified areas such as energy, infrastructure, defense, health, agriculture, and digital technologies for closer partnership. MOUs were exchanged to strengthen cooperation in fisheries, aquaculture, marine resources, and consular matters. President Murmu welcomed Angola's decision to join the International Big Cat Alliance and the Global Biofuels Alliance. The Angolan president praised India's expertise in health, aerospace, and defense systems. He said that working with India in these areas would be especially beneficial for Angola. Manish Shiva, Akashvani News, Angola.
President Murmu is on a visit to Angola and Botswana from the 8th to 13th of November. Tomorrow, she will be attending the 50th anniversary celebrations of Angola's 39th independence before proceeding to Botswana for the second leg of this tour. This is the first visit by an Indian head of state to the two African countries. In United States, air travel chaos continues as airlines have cancelled more than 1,700 flights amid the ongoing government shutdown. Thousands of flights were also delayed due to severe staffing shortages among air traffic controllers as they missed paychecks amid the budget impasse. This comes after the FAA ordered airlines to reduce domestic flights by 4% at 40 of the country's busiest airports, officials say. The cut is necessary to maintain safety standards during the shutdown. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has said the number could rise as high as 15 to 20% if Congress does not resolve the budget deadlock soon. Egyptian Foreign Minister Badr Abdul Latif and Qatari Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al-Thani have reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. During a telephonic conversation, the two officials reviewed developments in the ongoing consultations on implementing the U.S. peace plan for Gaza and stressed on the importance of unifying the West Bank and Gaza under Palestinian administration. They also discussed deliberations at the U.N. Security Council on deploying an international stabilization force in Gaza, emphasizing that its mandate must support recovery and reconstruction efforts. Both ministers reiterated their rejection of Israeli settlement activities in the West Bank, warning that such actions threaten peace and stability. The current ceasefire between Israel and Hamas took effect on 10th of October, following 2 years of conflict. The truce was mediated by Egypt, Qatar, Turkey, and the US. In Pakistan, a fresh spate of violence swept across Balochistan province, leaving 9 people dead and 2 others abducted in separate incidents across Khalid, Nasirabad, and Jhalmaksi districts. exposing once again the province's worsening security landscape. The most brutal assault took place in Khalat District's Khalikhabad area, where unidentified gunmen opened fire in the Sarbund locality, killing four individuals, including tribal leader Shakir Saadullah Langov and his brother Shakir Khairullah Langov. The recurring tribal clashes, targeted shootings and abductions reflect Balochistan's persistent law and order breakdown, a grim reminder of Pakistan's continued failure to stabilize its most volatile province. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR Newslets. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back, you're listening to World News. The 30th UN Climate Change Conference, or COP30, will begin today in Belém, Brazil, with hopes it will be a turning point for the Global South. Talks will focus on implementing the Paris Agreement, climate finance, and adaptation plans as countries move from promises to action. This is the first COP where the full Paris policy cycle is in effect. India will highlight its clean energy progress, having reached its 50% non-fossil power target ahead of schedule, while pushing for practical adaptation indicators. Brazil's presidency has urged nations to shift from negotiation to delivery. An earthquake of magnitude 3.3 struck Myanmar earlier this morning. The latest tremor follows the powerful 7.7 and 6.4 magnitude earthquakes that hit central Myanmar on 28th of March, which displaced thousands. WHO has since warned of rising health risks in the affected areas, including tuberculosis, HIV, and vector and waterborne diseases. And now moving on to the world of sports and shooting, India's Anish Bhanwala created history at the ISSF World Championships by clinching the silver in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event at Cairo in Egypt. We have more from our sports desk.
Anish clinched the silver medal by hitting 28 targets in the final holding. This remarkable performance makes him the first Indian individual pistol shooter ever to win a World Championships medal at an Olympic event. 23-year-old Anish, who hails from Sonipat in Haryana, brings up India's medal count at the Cairo meet to 5 with 1 gold, 2 silvers and 2 bronze. On to chess, Indian Grandmaster Karthik Venkataraman advanced to the fourth round of the FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 in Panaji, Goa. He reached in the fourth round after defeating Romanian Grandmaster Bogdan Daniel Dek in the 10th tiebreaker. With this, Karthik joins four other Indian players, Arjun Erigesi, R. Pragananda, P. Hari Krishna and World Junior Champion V. Pranav, in the fourth round. Earlier, Grandmasters Vidit Gujarati and S. L. Narayanan were both eliminated in the respective tiebreak encounters. With Jigyasa, Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
BBC Director General Tim Davey and CEO of News Deborah Turners have resigned over a documentary about Donald Trump. According to reports, External Offer leaked internal BBC memo suggesting the program edited two parts of Trump's speech together so that he appeared to explicitly encourage the Capitol Hill riots of January 2021. The resignations come after a newspaper report suggested that a BBC Panorama documentary misled viewers by editing a speech by US President Trump. In a statement, Davey said that there have been some mistakes made and as Director General, he has to take ultimate responsibility. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. President Draupadi Murmu to address Angolan Parliament in Luanda today. Air travel chaos continues in US as airlines cancelled more than 1,700 flights amid ongoing government shutdown. Egypt and Qatar reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening ceasefire in Gaza Strip. 30th UN Climate Change Conference, COP30, to begin today in Brazil. India's Anish Bhanwala bags silver medal at ISSF World Shooting Championships in Cairo, Egypt. And Indian Grandmaster Karthik Venkataraman enters fourth round of FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 in Goa. And that's the end of World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.